you're opening those lines of communications so that people can make plans. They can start to plan. Should I go and stay with my relative? You know, should I get my elderly parent taken care of? Should I bring them home? Should I, whatever, or let's contact the health service and see what they need to do in terms of battery packs and in terms of looking after medical needs. So you can plan for the future rather than being physically and psychologically left in the dark, you know. So that's really what happened during the storm. People were physically left in the dark, you know, but then psychologically as well, not knowing, just having this one date out in the front, not knowing why, what was happening, was there somebody working on it? Like, when people have that information, they will work with you and they will provide, you know, other kind of contingency plans for themselves, for their family, and also the community and the county council and other agency can help them once we know what we're dealing with.
Because I think a lot of people would agree with you. You kind of touched on the point there that one of the biggest issues, of course, the power outages were terrible, but it was the not knowing surrounding it, that it was almost every hour kind of hand to mouth, being like, maybe it's coming back. You check the website, same thing, unknown, and there's just a lot of questions. And you're kind of saying, just by having human contact over the situation, because a lot of people are left upset and frustrated at just not being heard on their issues, not being able to talk to anyone. And just by having that direct line, that communication from the public to, you, say, for example, you, for you to the representative, that just direct line of information flowing freely, it may not fix that situation any sooner, but it will make the situation more bearable for people.
Absolutely. You know, information and communication is key to everything in terms of giving power to people in terms of planning, but also to reduce anxiety, yeah, just so that they know what's happening. But also, I do think communication, you know, hearing from the grassroots, the ESB, if they got talking to some of the public representatives, they would be able to know, well, you left four houses out here, you brought that line back, but while your people were here, could you finish out the line? So, you know, we're on the ground. We know the areas. We know the locations. We can fill them in. Because I know everyone knows from their own work, sometimes, you know, things get lost or missed because of lack of knowledge, loss of grassroots knowledge. And that's where they can connect in with the grassroots.